Hello, everyone, and welcome to OEM TV. My name is Kevin Remde, and I'm a senior technical evangelist for Microsoft, and I am your lucky host for today's OEM TV episode. Now, I've been around the IT world for more than a few years. White hair, of course, evidence of that. And I've seen a lot of hot technologies and industry trends and a lot of things come and go. But, you know, there's some issues, and I think namely security, they never go away, no matter how much you really might want them to. Now, in this ever-changing landscape of devices and connectivity and dispersed systems and mobility, all in the interest of productivity for ourselves and our workers, there's never really been a day where I've been able to say, done, I got this security thing nailed down. It's no longer a problem. No, of course not. Quite to the contrary. There seems to be another story or about another company or another application being impacted by some malicious attack every week, if not every other day. So, you know, we're going to talk about security today. But we're going to talk about it from a perspective and with a solution that some of you might not have yet considered. Can the very chips that power our devices actually help us be more secure? Now, today we're fortunate to have with us Eric Townsend. Eric is responsible for SMB partner and MSP marketing with Intel. I know you've heard of Intel. Eric, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Kevin, thanks for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
All right. So Intel, of course, needs no introduction. We use it, and I've been using it every day for I don't know how many years. Yeah. But why don't you tell us a little bit more what you do with Intel? What is your role?
So I work in our channel marketing group, and I work with channel partners kind of on a daily basis, helping them as far as going to implement new technology and doing marketing out to their own customers. And security is definitely a hot topic right now.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the security landscape then as you see it at Intel. Are there some issues that we really should be focused on more than others?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Kevin, over the last probably decade, security is kind of hockey sticked, right? Meaning it kind of was going along and now it's just like this. And in the past, breaches would be happening and there would be a specific event or a specific environment that would get impacted, like Target got impacted, right? Or there were certain areas comes to get impacted. And it's transitioned now towards more impacted around people's identity and around specific systems with identity. And it really is making a bigger and bigger impact. If you think about WannaCry, that was a big thing that came out recently, where there were so many people impacted at an individual level. So we're seeing a big change there. And it's not just your standard malware that's going through and taking things out. It's really, there's hits that are coming from people that are actually doing it. They're the ones that are enacting it. It's not just something that people are actually coming onto their laptops, you know, from an email. It's coming from website. There's things are being pushed down. And the environment nowadays, it's just coming where people don't know what the next threat's going to be. And like you said before, things are not slowing down in the security realm. It's growing more and more. And you know, CryptoLocker, WannaCry, all those things, it's the next version's coming. It's just how are we going to make sure that our business customers are protected the way they should be.
Yeah, certainly education of our users is important, having software that can help detect and hopefully prevent. But it's an interesting area to consider that there may be some things in hardware that could be done, which is, of course, where Intel plays a really good role. And you mentioned identity. I'd like to know a little bit more about that. What is Intel doing specifically in the processors to help with this?
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, when we think about identity, right, we kind of, if you think about there's, and I almost want to get a point of like, when we think about an identity, we have factors that say kind of who we are, how we can log on to a system. So think about there's kind of three ways that you can authenticate on a system for me as a person, right? It's something about me, something I know, right? So if I go through and type something on my keyboard, that's something I know. There's a second factor of authentication of something you have. So if I want, I could have like my cell phone, for example, and that's something that I carry with me, and this is something that I have. And then there's a third factor of authentication of something you are. So like if I did a biometric or if I did some of my eyes. And those are all aspects of identity. And what we've had a problem with the last couple of years, it's kind of since we brought out notebooks, is that the identity for someone has only been via their keyboard. So if someone had a sticky note, you've probably seen this cover, the sticky note they put up there and that's my password. Someone could walk by or, you know, let's say nowadays people are, you know, scraping screens and getting, that's just one factor and we're seeing a lot of issues there. So we're seeing this change of how do we get multi-factor authentication, whether it's something you know, like the password, something you have like a device, or something you are, we get biometrics involved to give that multi-factor authentication.
So definitely. And you know, certainly something that you have can be a something related to the hardware that you're using at any given time, correct? And so if that's part of that multi-factor authentication, you know, I know, for example, that my PC is known by my company, Microsoft, as associated with me. And so not only am I logging in as me, but it's also me on my machine that has been verified. How is it verified? Well, it was verified because at some point I got a text on my phone that is also something that I have that gave me some code that I needed or some secret or some authentication to verify again that it was me. And that happens every day, which is great. But there are actual capabilities now in Intel processors that are enabling this?
Yeah, so there's a technology called Intel Authenticate that we have. It's actually integrated as far as in Windows 10 also. So think about that part where who you are, right? So whether I'm going and talking or looking or I'm doing biometric, that kind of gets integrated in with Hello and other pieces. So you think about it is when we're dealing with identity, the more facts of authentication we come into, the more it actually identifies us. So that works two ways too, Kevin, right? So if I'm going to log in, so I can physically go through and type, you know, either on the keyboard, I can also do with great touch solutions when I said I can type in a keyboard right on the screen. The thing with my phone, this is Bluetooth, right? So I have a connection here. Mm-hmm. And then the biometrics piece, that's an aspect. And then also how, like from a proximity perspective. So this all works from not only identifying you like right now, but if I got up and left, my proximity, who I am and all the stuff is going to come with me, that locks the system actually down. So from a security perspective, that's another thing that ends up happening. We don't really think about it. It's sometimes we're on our computer and then we walk away and we forget to log off or we forget to lock our system. That's another way things get hacked. And that can be not only, I don't know, Kevin, if you don't say, I sometimes go to get some coffee and I go to a Starbucks, right? People in there, right? They're always sometimes going to, if I go to the local Starbucks, there's 15 business people already there. What could I actually, and the hacking sometimes happens only from a kind of software perspective, but from a physical perspective, do it also. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very interesting and very, very nice. Very good that Intel is addressing it from the hardware piece of it, from the hardware side of it. I still think that a lot of people don't necessarily consider that the hardware plays a big part of this, which is why I think it's great that Intel is doing such a good outreach in this area, is promoting the pieces that make up the new capabilities of the newer chipsets and the seventh generation vPro series you know, things such as you've got something called Intel Authenticate. Is that correct? What is Intel Authenticate?
So Intel Authenticate, it just brings all that together. So basically those different factors of authentication. So whether, once again, it's the PIN code you put on your screen, whether it's your keyboard, whether it's the proximity with a specific device, whether it's the biometric or even visual, it brings all that together. And it basically, what it does, it actually integrates with Windows 10 and our 7th Gen Core vPro. And it provides that piece where it's gonna protect all factors. So it's gonna basically be all things from an identity perspective. It's gonna make sure that it provides the right credentials about the user. So even though, for example, someone could put in my password, it's not gonna have credentials for as far as maybe my phone, right? Mm-hmm. It's also gonna make sure that if, you know, from a larger business perspective, there's certain IT policies. So maybe, for example, when I'm going and logging in on my computer, I also get access to other things on the network or other things that are in the cloud. Security, it's interesting too, is not just about one device. It can be all the things you can actually access in the cloud. And that's becoming more important. So when we're thinking across this, it's not only saying, okay, Intel's making sure it's working great on the hardware, but our relationship with Microsoft, we're saying, okay, let's make sure on the back end with those great Intel-based servers, right? How do we make sure we got security on the back end, on the front end, and that the users that are accessing actually have the right credentials with the right IT policies to actually get access to the right data.
Yeah, excellent. And I'm very glad you mentioned the manageability piece of it as well. It's also very important to businesses and IT organizations that need to have control over this and to enforce or manage policies and make sure that their users are maintaining that level of security at least as much as they can. And when the hardware can help, that's even better. That's terrific. These are really great improvements for all of us. And I think it's interesting that business and IT organizations are also considering security features as kind of another good reason to perhaps upgrade or replace aging hardware that don't necessarily take advantage of the new capabilities. I'm curious about this. How are you getting this information into the hands of your customers?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So from an Intel perspective, We've been talking a lot to end customers about kind of the whole workplace transformation, right, and how things are actually changing. So from a kind of an end customer perspective, we're putting the messaging out saying, hey, the workplace is changing. As you know, it's not just something where your people are in the corporate office, but they're out in remote offices. And security becomes even more broken up right there. You know, like I said, sometimes they'll have their system on, sometimes they have it off, sometimes there's patch updates that have to happen. There's all these things that kind of come into play. So one, we're saying workplace transformation. The second thing is that we're trying to proactively work with Microsoft and make sure that people do have the latest type of technology. Meaning, when I talk about all things from a biometrics perspective, if you think back, Kevin, a couple years ago, even 2 years ago, they didn't have biometric readers on here, right? Mm-hmm. The touch thing, that type of touch pin, that wasn't here a couple years ago, touch, right? So there's a lot of people go, oh, you know what? I know, I got my old system that works, but some people don't even have a webcam, right? I know it sounds, they have their own, like, so these technologies we say need to upgrade. It's not just that there's this great new features, but it all has security wrapped into it. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of partners that I'm talking with, they're trying to go out and outreach to end customers and actually do, you know, webinars that people know about this. A lot of things ends up happening is that customers won't react until they have a breach that happens. And that breach, when that happens, we're even seeing now where end customers are being taken out of business because they get crypto locker on something, right? Like maybe a backend system, it gets mm-hmm. locked and the person says, I need $10,000 to unlock this system. And the business doesn't have $10,000 in liquidity to do it and they're out of business.
Right, right. Yeah, no, security is a CEO issue these days. The person running the company is aware of it, is hopefully becoming more and more aware of the importance of spending this much now instead of spending this much later and potentially losing the business. So very, very good points. Yeah. So before we wrap it up here, do you have any place you want to encourage our viewers to go where they can get more information about this and about Intel's security solutions?
Yeah, so you know, for Intel, we've got lots of security things we're putting in place. Today we've talked about as far as Intel Authenticate that's in our 7th-gen core systems. We've got a lot of security things in our Intel solid-state drives. It's great things around remote secure arrays where you can basically erase data in maybe hard drives have been stolen. We've got back-end infrastructure as far as in servers, great security features there. So what I always tell people to do, especially from a partner perspective, is our partner program is called Intel Technology Provider. And you can actually get there by going to techpartner.intel.com/MSP. When you go there, you can actually get way more information about not only the security we have today, but what we're actually building in the future with Microsoft. I'll also mention this too, that you know, if you're going on a partner program, you're going to learn a lot about it. We have virtual events all the time. For people that are going to be at Inspire, I'll be there. I'll be able to see everyone there with you. But there's a lot that Intel and Microsoft are doing together to really help make this landscape on the business side, since the workplace is changing and transforming, how do we make it more secure and make it so too that there's still the great experiences that people are getting with different types of devices. So that our ITP partner program, be a part of that. And then also when you're going out and being an Inspire and other Intel Microsoft events to ask these and meet with these security experts is going to help your end customer be secure at the end of the day.
Fantastic. Very good. I really appreciate that. And, you know, on behalf of Microsoft, I just want to thank Intel for a great partnership, certainly for so many years, and certainly this is more evidence of that going forward. Eric, it's been a pleasure to talk to you today. Really appreciate the resources, and we'll also put those URLs on the page where people viewed this video. And thanks again for helping us all be more secure.
Thank you for your time, Dave.
All right, and we'll see you all again soon for another episode of OEM TV.